Well, I apologize for that interruption. We lost our connection with the station, so I'm going to be on the phone for just a moment here while we reestablish that. But I want to connect with an old friend for the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police, Robert Stevenson, joining us live this morning to talk about a bill that's causing some concern with him. Chief, always good to connect with you.
Good morning, Guy. Good to connect with you also.
So there's a bill pending that's already getting hearings here in the state of Michigan that would give time for basically productivity credits to inmates in Michigan. It sounds like a good idea. It would give them an incentive to improve their literacy skills, to improve their education, so that when they get out, they're not a burden on society, and their chances of recidivism, we are told, would also drop. But you say, hey, there's a concern here about the victims of crime, and we have made a commitment to them. Explain why you think that this may undermine that commitment.
Sure, and I would first add that it's not just our association that's against it. It's the Michigan Sheriff's Association, the Prosecutors Association of Michigan, and almost every crime victim advocates group in the state. Under our current system, once a judge looks at all the circumstances around the crimes that these violent offenders have made, they make a sentencing decision, which sets a minimum sentence and a maximum sentence. The presumption is if they go into prison and do what they're supposed to do, which is take advantage of the programs that are there, that they would be released at their minimum number. And if they're a bad person and don't participate in that, they may have to stay all the way to their maximum. The advantage to that is for our crime victims, they know when they've been the victim of a violent crime, say a criminal sexual conduct, armed robbery, and the person gets 20 years, for at least 20 years, they don't have to worry about that person being back out there again. Under the current proposals, the MDOC, Michigan Department of Corrections, would have ability to give what they're calling credits, which could reduce a person's sentence up to 20% down from their minimum. And it's uncertain how these are done. It also provides the crime victim the uncertainty of knowing when that person's going to be back out on the streets again.
Right.
This is a voter enacted law, came in 1978 when the people of the state were fed up with the Michigan Department of Corrections releasing people way below their minimums and back out on the streets again. So this has been around for 40 some years that we have to have this truth in sentencing. And we find it ironic that only Lansing would look to remove a law that has the word truth in it.
Yeah, there is a certain irony to that. I guess we shouldn't be surprised given the transparency problems that we have in the state as well. You know, there seems to be an assumption here, though, that absent this kind of encouragement, that these inmates will not access these opportunities. Is that a false assumption, Chief?
It is a false assumption. There are statistics out there that show that 93% of our inmates are already taking advantage of the programs before their minimums get there. Those incentives are already built in. And you may have to notice this, Guy, that judges, this is their job. Judges have looked at all the circumstances. They can deviate from sentence guidelines with good reasoning, and they set what the minimum sentence is. Once they've done all that, then they turn it over to the person who's expected to serve that time. Everybody knows what they're going to serve. But now we're putting in this variable where somehow under what means aren't really described in the bill, the Department of Michigan Department of Corrections can reduce that person's sentence that a judge has given them.
Yeah. Now, this may light up corrections officers here in the state, and I understand that. But right now we also have this notion of good time credits, that if you don't misbehave while you're behind bars, you get an automatic reduction. Someone has compared that to the equivalent of a participation trophy, that should be the bare minimum. And so could we swap out good time for production or productivity credits? Does that make sense? Just try to find some middle ground and an alternative here?
It certainly wouldn't make sense to me if I were a crime victim and I didn't know how long a person was going to be in jail. I mean, it seems to us that this should fall in favor of the protection of the general public and the crime victims, as opposed to trying to get somebody out of prison early. It's difficult to get into prison. 80% of the people that are in there in Michigan prisons are in for violent assaultive crimes as it is.
So one of the benefits of this that supporters say, first of all, they claim that they can demonstrate actual improvement in recidivism numbers when other states have tried this productivity credit model. And they also say that there's an added benefit, which is you will reduce your prison population. And the fiscal commission has said that that's a case too. We just don't know how much. Couldn't this also yield significant savings to the taxpayer?
Well, I guess savings at what cost? To one question that I would ask, I think it's also important that people realize that our prison population peaked at about 51,000 back in 2007, and we're down to 31,000 now. And we're also talking about tremendous spikes in violent crime that's going on across the country. And you just have to wonder how much of this has to do with the people that are out on the streets.
Yeah. You've had an opportunity to testify to the committee that's handling this bill. And I'm kind of surprised it's not in the Judiciary Committee. I'm not sure why that is.
That was interesting that it didn't go to Judiciary. That's typically where some type of this bill would go. But the inner workings of Lansing sometimes are a mystery, even to me.
Yeah. Yeah. But you have had a chance, and those of you in law enforcement have had a chance to express these concerns to the committee that's considering this.
The Michigan Association testified. Prosecutors Association of Michigan and the sheriffs have not had an opportunity to testify. We are hoping that there will be a second hearing so that the other concerned groups can also express their opposition to this, including, I might add, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, has come out very strongly against this series of bills and how unfair it is to the victims of crime.
Yeah, it's interesting. There appears to be bipartisan opposition as well as bipartisan support. So some interesting battle lines drawn there. Chief, I know you're going to keep us updated on this, and we will watch it as it makes its way through the process. But putting victims first really is the motto here on your side, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Guy. Have a great day.
I sure will. 7:46 here on News Talk 760 WJR. More on the Paul W. Smith Show in just a moment.